Rescue teams and supplies are making their way toward a remote part of western China following a major earthquake. Authorities say nearly 600 people have died and another 10,000 are injured. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing to discuss the latest developments. Anthony, where did this quake strike?
Well, it happened on a part of the Tibetan Plateau where it meets the Sichuan Plain in western China. And experts say, actually, this is a part of the same fault, the Longmenshan Fault, that caused the big earthquake in Sichuan in 2008. And it's a largely Tibetan area. A lot of nomadic herders and Tibetan Buddhist lamas living in the area, and a lot of people were still in bed when the first quake, measured at 6.9, hit before 8 in the morning. And so a lot of people were trapped in their homes.
You mentioned the 08 earthquake. In that earthquake, the lack of infrastructure really hampered the rescue effort. Is that the case in this quake as well?
The infrastructure is even worse here, Michelle. This time, what few roads there are down, gas stations, power lines, telecommunications, a lot of these things had been knocked out. There's a reservoir that's been cracked, and there's worry about water flooding out from that. A small airport has just been opened up, but they don't even have enough fuel, so planes that should be carrying medical supplies in have to carry their own fuel in, too. And now they're also dealing with some pretty low temperatures way up on the Tibetan Plateau. They've still got rain and snow coming down and temperatures below freezing at night.
Since this is in a fairly remote area, who's actually leading the rescue effort now and how's it going?
Well, we have a pretty large-scale mobilization underway. China's cabinet has sent a vice premier to direct operations from the scene. The rescue teams have already started to get into the area. And we also see governments from around the world, the Vatican, the UN, all either pledging assistance or expressing condolences. Also, it's interesting to note that as this is in a largely Tibetan area, Tibet's religious leader, the Dalai Lama, and the Tibetan government in exile have also spoken up about this matter. And the government has disbursed millions of dollars in emergency relief funds. So it's a very big effort underway right now.
Anthony, do you expect that the government response might receive the same kind of scrutiny as it did following the earthquake in 2008?
Yes, I think it will. There are several areas that people are looking at in this respect. One is how they handle the media. In 2008, the Chinese media really went to town and did a lot of in-depth reporting on this, sometimes in contravention of orders from propaganda authorities. It'll be interesting to see whether the media are given the free rein this time to do that. Same goes for non-governmental organizations. A lot of charities, some of them religious, did a lot of work in Sichuan in 2008. We'll see whether they get in there this time. Of course, the policies towards the Tibetan population will be somewhat under the microscope. This is an area where not that many of the nomadic herders have been resettled. In other parts of the Tibetan Plateau, they've tried to settle the Tibetans in sort of fixed permanent dwellings, and that hasn't happened so much here. Finally, one of the biggest issues in 2008 was students who were crushed under collapsed schoolhouses. China Radio International has reported that 56 students have been killed in the quake so far. So I think there will be some attention paid to the quality of school construction in that area.
Anthony, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn talking to us about a major earthquake that struck western China early today. The death toll stands at nearly 600, with another 10,000 injured.